The sixth edition of Lilly, Pharmacology and the Nursing Process, will publish in February 2010. Pharmacology can be a dry, difficult subject to learn, yet medication safety is becoming an increasingly important priority. Lilly is one of the market leaders because of its eye-catching, colorful content that keeps students engaged. Let's start by taking a look at the three most important features of the new edition. First, to help students truly grasp the concepts and be prepared for the NCLEX exam, this edition of Lilly includes features that visually engage students. The Pill People cartoons have been updated to call attention to some helpful study skills and test-taking strategies. More than 250 illustrations and photos throughout demonstrate drug mechanism of action and illustrate key steps in drug administration. Numerous boxed features continue to be a hallmark for this book. Learners can find at least one case study in each chapter, as well as boxes for lifespan consideration, evidence-based practice, and more. A second feature of this Lilly edition is, to put it simply, consistency. It's easier to learn when information is well organized and presented in a consistent format. For example, Lilly has a strong focus on drug class. In each drug-specific chapter, there are consistent sections and headings that allow students to compare and remember the information. You can show any drug-specific chapter to your faculty to point out the clear, consistent format. Each drug class will include sections on mechanism of action and drug effects, indications, contraindications, adverse effects, interactions, and dosages. The last thing to point out about Lilly is the focus on prioritization. By highlighting the key points in each chapter, this text identifies the need-to-know content that helps students study for the NCLEX exam. Here's an example of what students will find at the end of each chapter. Lilly still has points to remember boxes to reinforce key points. There are also NCLEX review questions, which have been expanded in this edition to include at least one alternate item format question. Each chapter also includes at least one drug dosage calculation question. Where applicable, prioritization has been included to help students consider what a nurse needs to do first. New to this edition are critical thinking activities, best action questions. They feature at least one activity per chapter that focuses on prioritization, requiring students to think critically about the best action to take. Answers for this section will be available on Evolve. Now, take a moment to apply what you've learned. Now, let's move on to the competition. Lilly's closest competitor is Clinical Drug Therapy by Abrams, whose ninth edition was published in December of 2008. Another competitor is Pharmacology for Nurses by Adams, which has been increasing in market share the past few years. Let's focus on the strengths and weaknesses of these two competitors. And remember, you can find out more competition-related information on the Lindex. Abrams has been around a long time. It's well-established in the market and has a fairly loyal following. The book is well-organized and has some special features that help students understand the content. Lilly has many of the same helpful visual features, such as boxes that call attention to evidence-based practice. But it also has some features that are not included in Abrams at all. Some visual examples include legal and ethical principles boxes to promote liability awareness, and cultural implications boxes to help students understand an increasingly diverse patient population. Lilly is simply the most visual text on the market. Want to prove it? Show an example of how both books treat mechanism of action content. Notice the amount of text in Abrams versus Lilly's visual design? Lilly does a great job of illustrating the most difficult content to make it easier for students to learn. Another perceived strength of Abrams is that it includes a copy of Lippincott's Atlas of Medication Administration. But on closer comparison, you'll see that Lilly covers the same information within the text in Chapter 10. In fact, Lilly includes more illustrations and photos than the separate atlas, 102 in Lilly compared to only 71 in Abrams. Now, let's go over the weaknesses of Abrams and how you can capitalize on them. First, key drug information is embedded in the narrative. Although Abrams does include drug-at-a-glance tables, similar to Lilly's dosages tables, learners need to sift through the text to find specific information. Lilly also uses drug profiles to highlight the pharmacokinetics and unique variations of individual drugs at a glance. Another weakness of Abrams is its lack of case studies. Lilly provides at least one case study per chapter. These specific clinical situations make patient scenarios more realistic and even include a patient photo and pertinent questions to provoke critical thinking. And if your faculty are using pharmacology online, students get more than 20 additional interactive case studies through the online course. The last weakness to reveal about Abrams is that it doesn't include many NCLEX review questions. Abrams only has 277 questions throughout the book. Compare this to Lilly's total of 350 questions that can be found at the end of each chapter. And Lilly includes an additional 500 questions on Evolve. Yes, that's 850 questions from Lilly and only 277 from Abrams. Not to mention, if your faculty are using the online course, there are another 700 review questions available to them, bringing Lilly's total to more than 1,500 questions. Now, let's address the other primary competitor, Adams, which is in its second edition. Adams isn't as popular as Abrams, but its market share is increasing. Like Lilly, Adams has strong visual appeal and realistic illustrations. But when looking at the book more closely, you'll find a lack of depth in the coverage of drug information. For example, see Adams Chapter 30, where there are only two prototype drugs discussed throughout the chapter. It also doesn't provide a high level of detail on the drug classes that are mentioned. Although both books are very visual, not all of the visuals in Adams are very effective. For one last case in point to show faculty, reference pages 288 and 289 in Adams to reveal an example of unnecessary information. Another perceived strength of Adams is that it contains a good amount of pathophysiology and anatomy and physiology content. It's true, it does. In fact, there's too much focus on it. Most faculty will not like this because these topics are already well documented in medical surgical books. Lilly provides this content as a brief overview to give students perspective, but it remains focused on drug therapy. Let's take a look now at Adams' weaknesses and how Lilly compares. First, remember to inform faculty that Adams does not include any information on a very popular buzz phrase, evidence-based practice. Lilly includes evidence-based practice boxes that cover current research about safety and effective drug therapy. Adams also doesn't have any case studies. Be sure to point out the expanded case studies in the new edition of Lilly. Lastly, Adams fails to include adequate information on patient teaching. Lilly, on the other hand, has a bulleted list at the end of each chapter that highlights useful patient education information specific to each drug group. Lilly has a full list of ancillaries. An additional 150 questions have been added to the test bank, and the online course, Pharmacology Online, has 5 new drug-specific modules. Lilly offers a focused and visually engaging book to help students learn effectively. Remember the variety of visual illustrations, the consistent organization, and the focus on prioritization provided in the new edition of this book. Here are some probes you could ask faculty when preparing to present the new edition of Lilly.